We want to talk now in relation to a special night which is taking place tomorrow night in Killorglin, remembering Gene Mangan, the man, the cyclist. He won the Ross Tarleton in 1955. An incredible career, incredible legacy, I suppose, he's left in the wider Killorglin, wider Kerry or Irish cycling era area as well, when it comes to it. And it's you know, probably right and fitting that there is a special tribute and a special night for him. With me in the line to talk about this in relation to it is John Mangan. John, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us on the programme. Hello, John.
Yeah, how are you? Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
The listeners, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I can hear you.
Great stuff. Tell me a little bit about tomorrow night, first of all.
Yeah, there's mass first in Killorglin Church there at 6:30, and then we're meeting at the golf course around 8:00 then, so there'll be a special night for them with a lot of maybe some of the old cyclists, most of the old ones of his era of the 50 are dead, yeah, and gone, yeah, but there'll be some people coming down from Dundalk, and his sons are coming down from Dublin as well for it, yeah, so it should be a good night.
Yeah, so a brilliant night of celebration, and fairly fitting that it is happening, because it is about celebrating what was a remarkable career. And it starts off with a mass in St. James's Church. That's being celebrated with Father Kevin O'Sullivan. And then the receptions in the Main Valley Golf Club, John.
Correct. That's right, yeah. But Gene was a great cyclist and character. And I mean, he did a lot for Irish cycling, especially for Kerry cycling, yeah. I mean, he was part of the golden era of the 1950s, when they won a couple of races, Paddy Fitzgerald in 56, Gene in 55, and Mick Murphy in 58, yeah. And then you had a few good fellas after that, Danny Herdon and John Drummond and that gang, yeah. But he did a lot for Irish cycling, yeah. Especially for the Killorglin area. He brought several people to Dublin, and they would have stayed in his house for races and things like that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, what was it about that, do you think, what was it about that generation as to why they just succeeded, the determination, the training, what was it, do you think, John, that made them stand out and made them get that great success?
If you see, back in the 50s, there could be 10,000 or 12,000 or 15,000 people watching a stage of the Ross Tarleton in Kerry. Now you'd only have a few hundred. So, I mean, maybe GAA wasn't as strong then, and they weren't as successful as they are now, and people followed cycling a lot in those days, yeah. And maybe, I think that was a lot to do with it. But then again, you had good cyclists there in those days, like they say, Paddy Fitz and all those, and Paddy Callan and all that gang, yeah.
And what was the level of work that he would have put into it?
In those days, I suppose it wouldn't be like now. Now they've gone very modern and looking after themselves and their bodies and training and all that. In those days, they'd be just going out in the evening for a spin, probably. I mean, standards have totally changed. The bikes have changed. Everything has totally changed, yeah. The food as well. So, I mean, that's why they're much better now. But their era, they were very good, yeah.
Yeah, they have the fitness, they have the sports nutrition, they have the other ones that all come into it. Yeah. It's at a different level. But that's an interesting point you made, John, about, I suppose, the level of attention it had, the hold it had in the imagination, the number of young kids that went out cycling for it, maybe not the same as today, but it was all consuming. Thousands of people out following the Ross Tarleton. It was one of the big events of the year.
Yeah. I remember stages in Killarney. You could have nearly 20,000 people out there, yeah.
And 20,000.
Nowadays, if there was a stage, you'd be very lucky to get 1,000, yeah.
You would, yeah. Yeah, that is the element. That is
People, I suppose there's so many different things now, soccer and all those things, and they'd be more so tuned into those things now than cycling, yeah. In Gene's era, they were all classed as heroes, yeah. They were like little gods.
Yeah, they were, and that's the thing. That is the thing. Okay, well, yeah. Listen, look, it's going to be a brilliant night this evening. Starts off with Mass at 6:30 in St. James's Church, Father Kevin O'Sullivan, and a reception at the Main Valley Golf Club. And as you said, cyclists past, present, along with anyone interested in Jean's remarkable career, is invited to attend that. There'll be guest speakers as well, I know, John, talking about their reflections on his achievements and his enduring legacy as well.
That's right, John.
Brilliant. John, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us about that on the programme this morning. If you have a view, get in touch with us. That's being organised by the Killorglan Chamber Alliance, Killorglan Archives, and the Killorglan Cycling Club getting involved in that. John Mangan, thanks so much for talking to us this morning. That's the night for Jean Mangan. That is tomorrow night, Thursday, 30th of October, 6:30, starting with Mass and on to Main Valley Golf Club. After that, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show. Keep your comments and your views and your texts coming into us. We want to hear from you on the show. Loads of those to get to.